Welcome back to the podcast. Sam is here for another episode. Praise the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel blessed being here.
I just feel like in the gap that we took, you know, roughly 10 minutes in between recording the last one, the fans were just raving for you.
I felt it.
Yeah. I mean, we had to lock up the double doors outside, keep them out.
As soon as you stopped recording, I like heard the audience.
Yeah, you should. His phone was buzzing, agents calling, like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They just wanted you as a new podcast, you know, host or guest or whatever.
Stop contacting me, guys. I get it. Believe me. But I need some space.
All right. So that literally has nothing to do with what we're talking about today.
I mean, it could.
But,
we could wrap it up. It's sure. Probably near the end.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so today we're talking about short form content, and I know we've talked about short form content on the podcast before. It's been a while. It's still important. It's actually probably more important than ever than it has been. Sam edits quite a bit of short form content, right? Is that mostly what you're doing right now, right?
Oh yeah, I would say most of the work I've done, even for GM in general, has been short form content.
Yeah, because that's what's important right now.
Oh,
like
yeah.
People, it just seems like consistent content over like highly produced, perfect content that comes out every 3 months or something is better, right? Mm. Like you just need to come out with stuff consistently that people either gain value from or find entertainment.
If you could like combine both high, like quality short form content, then I feel like that's the way to go. And I feel like that's what most people with the money to spend do nowadays. Like,
okay, I'm going to challenge you on that.
Okay.
Because I feel like there's a lot of stuff that takes off, like goes viral, and it's not good quality at all.
Mm.
It's just pure entertainment.
Interesting. Okay.
Right? I mean, think about it. Like America's Funniest Home Videos, like stuff like that.
Maybe.
But like, I mean, I'm welcome to the challenge on it, but I just feel like there's a lot of people now who are pulling up their phone, talking to their phone, and then just hitting post without any editing or anything that goes on with it.
Maybe. I don't know. I feel like if that's, I probably should have done my homework before in the 10 minutes we had, but like, I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know, take an energy drink,
yeah.
You know, take that. I feel like
you
can
touch it.
I can?
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know if I can.
Go, take it.
Okay.
Show it to the camera. Wow. Okay, now that was a long, awkward pause for sure.
Dead space. We're dead air. I don't know. I feel like known products don't go the route where it's like low quality, someone talking to their phone. I feel like higher product, like the products of today,
yeah,
they understand that 15 seconds is probably all you need to like get to be memorable,
yeah.
But they still put in the effort, you know, like they still make it like highly produced and like they still,
yeah.
I mean, think about it. Like you spend a lot of money on one shoot, but you like turn like, I don't know, you get 30 little shorts out of it. Like I feel like that's the business model for these big companies.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's still high quality, even though I think I get what you're saying, because I think there's a lot of stuff that comes off as it's low quality, but it's actually still high quality content.
Yeah,
but it just is coming down to like a like almost coming down to the consumer level. Does that make sense? But it's still high quality content.
I'm not sure it does make sense, the consumer level.
Yeah, so basically like you're not creating some fancy video that has all this 3D stuff and things are spinning around and it's all super cool. It's actually just a very straightforward, honest video, but it's still high quality, but it's a little bit more personable, a little bit more down to earth. Does mm-hmm. that make sense?
That does make sense. I don't really know if it's like, I feel like the important thing is making it short. I feel like honestly, you could go either way with it.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's short enough and catches your attention long enough.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if it's someone talking on their phone and they're like, Neurotix is the best drink ever, and here's why.
Did you say Neurotix?
I did say Neurotix. But like, you know, I feel like honestly that could probably get the same amount of reach and like the same amount of like interaction as a highly produced 15-second thing where it's like.
But I think it also depends on the person saying it.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like it could be me who has like 500 Instagram followers. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Or it could be someone who has 100,000 Instagram followers. All of a sudden people care and trust that person. Be like, oh yeah, if he recommends it, then I'm going to go buy it.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So like, I think you are right. I think a high quality video will always perform well. But I guess it also, there's so many factors to the short form content that, either can provide a certain amount of value to, you know, creating sales or whatever, or creating reach, whatever the actual goal is.
Mm-hmm. You could honestly probably go down both routes for one, the same product, you know, like you could probably grab different people using both,
yeah,
you know, kind of casual content and then using highly, you know, produced. You could probably go, yeah, you like maximize the reach by going both ways with it.
Yeah. Well, have you seen that? Like there's been some things I've seen that were lately where it's like companies don't want to market the product, their own product themselves. Cause whenever you're scrolling on Facebook or something and an ad pops up, if you see that it says like the company name or something, I mean, I know I'm more apt to just keep scrolling cause I know it's an ad, it's a company name, but they have started putting ads through just normal people's names. And then this person is out there actually talking about the product, promoting the product to you. But instead of the it's like the company name, it's this person. But when you click on the link, it goes right to their website. I think that has actually had a profound impact on sales because it's not coming directly. It doesn't seem like it's coming directly from the company, right? It's not the company being like, you should buy my product or whatever, because it's great. It's like, no, there's someone else on my screen, you know, giving me value or telling me, hey, this will help me or whatever it is. And then whenever you do click on it, it just goes straight to their, to the company's website. But the company is actually paying for the marketing. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. I mean, like it's an impartial, kind of an impartial like judge, you know?
Yeah.
It's like there's, I think this might've been said almost word for word in a different podcast, but it's like, you know, if it's someone you trust and they're talking about how great our fake energy drink Neurotic is, then you're more likely to believe them than Neurotic saying buy our drink right now, because All you see is just a company, you know,
right?
Like wanting money and wanting.
Well, and it's just like another energy drink. Like how many energy drinks are out there? Right. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know how much, I don't know about you, but like if you go to a gas station or a, you know, Walmart or Kroger or whatever, it's like, holy crap. There's like 20 companies selling energy drinks. Which one do you buy?
You buy the one that your favorite streamer drinks because you know that it's good, probably.
Well, you guys have heard it here first. Yeah. Buy the one that your favorite streamer drinks.
Yeah, buy Neurotic.
Let's just start an energy drink company.
Dude, GM Neurotic.
Yeah, we'll do a bunch of pre-orders, but never make it. It'll be great.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
It comes in many flavors like Spiel It, Spiel It Green.
Spiel It Green.
Spiel It Orange. I don't know. Spiel It Red.
Okay, well, we're not going to do that. But anyways.
Never say never.
I just feel like we could. Yeah, I mean, short form content with energy drinks is probably super easy.
Oh, yeah. And that's honestly what I was thinking of when I came up with my whole spiel about like, you know, about. Please help. Casual versus highly produced. That's like, that's what I was thinking of was energy drink.
But I think it just depends on the product.
Yeah.
You know, it really depends on what you're selling is. Cause like we do some marketing for a health organization and you know, it's like some stuff we do is highly produced and it's really well done. But then other times it's like, you almost just want them to be talking directly to you and saying like, hey, you know, we can help you and we're here for you. And, you know, you don't have to have insurance to come in and to figure it out. You know what I mean? Like you can just show up and we'll take care of you as the best that we can. And so I think there like needs to be some of that. There needs to be some of that, highly produced stuff, but some of that really just almost raw, almost like, a vulnerable state.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Think? I think the highly produced stuff could come off as phony. And I feel like just like heart to heart, that's like, that's real. Yeah. You know, that's genuine, I think.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, I mean, just being chill and being like, hey, like, this is really important. I really like this. And this serious versus like, get the green screen out and we're going to sink $1 billion into this.
I'm going to put you on Mount Everest.
Yeah. Neurotic will put you through the stratosphere, dude. Gosh. It's crazy.
All right. Well, maybe we are maybe we are going to have an energy drink company. Okay. So now that you've been editing short form content for what's been over a year now, right? Mm-hmm. Since you've been like really diving into editing it. What has been your take on when it comes to like editing and finding kind of like those like juicy little short spots that you can be like, okay, let's chop that out and use that. Like what comes to mind whenever you're actually putting that together? If anything.
Well, I feel like what comes to my mind is like for short form content, I feel like you need to be a lot more precise. So what I find myself doing a lot is cutting up people who kind of ramble a little bit and taking like all the important bits just so it sounds like one complete cohesive sentence that comes out, you know, straight and in 15 seconds versus like it being raw and taking like 30 seconds for people to like get to the point.
Right.
But like that's what jumps out to me whenever I do short form content, especially for growing MGM marketabilities. I have to make sure MGM is a thing because but like, you know, it's like Rob or someone talking and then you just, it's good for a podcast because it's, you know, just
long us talking,
15 minutes, you know, you have the time to do it, but
just hanging out
for like a 30 that people are going to scroll by. You got to find the bit where Rob talks about eating a chair. And then like you just have to like dig deep and like start cutting out specific points.
Yeah.
And getting to the point quicker, you know?
Right.
It's just like, even for advert outside of MGM marketability is like doing social media advertisements, like get to the point.
Yeah.
You can't meander for like a whole large amount of time. And I'm still working on that. You know, I'm still like, you know, it is a skill to kind of like dilute.
Well, and I think that's actually a big lesson for the person who's being on camera too, is like, if you are shooting in mind of you are going to make short form content, then you need to be very precise. Like it's okay if you need to write out some sort of script of what you're going to say. Because like, again, people are going to scroll past you if you're not getting to the point, like usually in the first few seconds, if you're not like already telling them. I think one of the best things I've heard is you need to tell the person in the first 3 seconds what you're going to do for them and then tell them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because I think a lot of people will scroll past because you'll start talking about something, but it hasn't added value in the first 5 seconds. So they're like, skip. But it actually is a very valuable video and could be very valuable for you, but you missed it because you didn't catch them in the first few seconds.
Right. Even like if it's maybe it's even just like a question or just something like outrageously said.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like one of these was like, you're saying, I have a really important question for you. And I feel like for some people that'll be enough. But like also we have some songs like the top 10 like most important things to do.
Sure.
Like those, you just have to be interested. Like what is interesting to someone, I think it's not super subjective. I feel like there is a general like consensus on what most people find interesting.
Yeah.
But like, you know, you just have to just hook people. You just have to hook people. And when you're doing short form content, you have less time to hook people. So
hook and deliver.
Hook it. Yeah. You just have to be punchy. You have to be quick. You have to be precise. You have to like, you know, no dead air. Like it's just a thing.
Yeah.
And that's something like I'm still learning how to do that. You know, I'm still learning how to like
it. Yeah. Well, it's interesting because I think for me, being on camera, I realize how much I ramble and like don't really say things in like a uniform way a lot of the time. And so that's something I really need to work on, because not only is it going to be better for me to talk more precise, but also be better for whoever's listening. And then obviously whoever's editing, if somebody is editing the content that I'm filming of myself or something, it's like, I don't want to make it hard on anybody in the whole thing. And so it's like, if I get better, then everything else goes smoother.
Right.
And so I think that's something that just you need to be conscious of. If you are making your own content, you know, just be as precise as you can, and don't try to blabber and waste time, because it's only going to hurt your reach and your content and your editor.
Right. And people don't realize how many times they go, and are it is crazy. And I feel like the more times people hear ums and ers, like, they tune out, you know? Yeah. I'm just thinking about this. Can you imagine starting like a short with like, and like, cut that out. It, yeah. Like, I feel like if I scrolled and that's the first thing I heard,
The only way you can do that is if you're super attractive and you're on screen. Like, that's the only way, yeah, in my opinion. Like, that's the only time you're going to get people's attention, because otherwise people are like, nope.
Honestly. Yeah. You could be saying very uninteresting things, but if you look interesting, then
For real. Yeah. People who are super attractive, they have it easy.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. You and me have it really easy.
You do. I'm losing my hair, brother.
All right, let's move on. Right. I feel a little smothered right now.
Sorry.
No, but I feel like editing the podcast like definitely has made me more conscious of timing and getting to the
making
point.
It quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That out of everything I've ever done.
Yeah.
That is the thing. And sometimes it's hard to get out of that, to be honest. Like, you're working on short form content and then all of a sudden you have to do a 13-minute short film, and then your timing and the pacing and everything you're used to is all off. And it's like, dang, this is not dramatic. This is just like one after. It's interesting. And it is a skill. You know, I feel like people see short form content and they think it's easy to do, but like, it really is an acquired.
Honestly, not anymore. I feel like it was at one point when it was kind of a big thing, but now it's not, man, because there's so much out there. And if you really want to capture people's attention, it's gotten more difficult to edit the short form content.
Oh,
don't you agree?
That's what I think I meant.
Yeah. Oh, is that what you said? Okay.
That's what I thought I said. Maybe that's not.
Well, I'm just saying like now. Like, I feel like 4 or 5 years ago, you could just throw up something short and it would probably do fairly well.
Oh.
But like now, it's like, I feel like you really need to get precise on exactly what you're saying and how it's said and how it's presented in a short form video.
Well, anything about it, you're on YouTube Shorts. Everything you watch is a short, you know, like, you gotta stick out somehow.
Right.
So you're gonna like, and most likely if you're on Shorts, you're looking just to kill 15 seconds. You're in a hurry. You're not like interested in paying attention to something.
So. No, you're actually, sadly enough, is that most of the time people are watching Shorts or Reels or whatever, they're actually just trying to distract themselves from something.
Oh,
you know, it's sad, but it's true.
I believe it.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is.
You know, what's kind of sad though. Like, what? I started scrolling through Shorts, like, my attention span has gone so bad that I start like to start like scroll through to find the important part of my
God. I haven't gotten that bad yet.
I'm there.
Yeah. And so, speaking to like the podcast, so I did an episode two episodes ago about why you should record your own podcast. And that's a big reason of why you need to be creating long form content, but then create little shorts of that content. And for example, I was talking to a friend about this yesterday, I think, and he was telling me, cause we were talking about podcasts, and he was actually asking us about our podcast studio, and we were talking about a podcast, and he's like, oh yeah. He's like, there's this hunting and fishing club in Marion that, they've been doing their own podcast for a little bit. And he said that they just started like posting shorts like last year, actually about a year ago. And he said they posted a random short of like a failed, like, shooting range thing that happened. They just posted it up on YouTube Shorts. And he said he woke back up the next day. So they had like 300 or 400 followers, you know, they're getting maybe 100 views a video or something like that. He woke up the next day. They had like 6,000 followers. They were monetized immediately. And then he said now they're at like 40,000 to 50,000 followers for their podcast. And it was all like, they can, apparently you can track it back to the one short that they posted is what blew them up.
I believe it.
So this is why short form content so great. And it's like, not everyone's going to pop off. Hardly any of them are. But once you get the one, then all of a sudden you're making more money than you thought you would. And that's why short form content is so, it's just really important.
Right. And you could like, in, you know, kind of as opposed to long form produced, like super produced content, like short form content, it's like a shotgun. You shoot, like, you don't have to be like,
you don't have accurate. To be perfect every time.
You don't have to be accurate, but like something's going to hit the mark. And
yeah,
then like
that's a good way to put it. Yeah.
But like, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like a shotgun, right? And if you guys don't understand, shotgun, whenever the shell, it projectiles, it actually shoots a lot of little bullets out instead of like one little bullet. So like you're going to hit something, like he said, which is great. And it can work in several different ways. You could go viral on a video, or just the accumulation of you posting videos consistently will then build up your audience. And then all of a sudden you're making 100, 200 sales a month of whatever you're doing, whatever you're selling, whatever you're trying to do, or you're getting 100 people walking in your door.
And I think I made this point in the last, you made this point in that same episode.
Okay.
And then I'm going to make this point, or actually I made this point in the last episode. Like, okay, it's cost effective.
It is
really cost effective, yeah, to do, instead of doing like sinking a bunch of money in like 5 30-second, like,
yeah,
highly produced things. Spend like a couple, like spend some money on one highly produced thing and then turn it into like 15 or 16, like,
yeah,
turn it into 100%. Like a bunch of shorts. It's, yeah, really cost effective. And again, you don't have to be accurate every single time.
No.
But one of them will be like, one of them will hit.
Well,
the mark.
One of them's going to hit. And it may not hit as big as you want, or it may, you know what I mean? But then again, if you get like 10 decent hits in the span of a year and your business grows, it's like, well, that was worth it. You know?
No, like, and also just like being consistent about it too. Yeah. Like, again, like people, I think, respond to seeing something consistent.
Oh, for sure. Like if you are growing some sort of audience and you're trying to post and stuff, it's better to be like, if you're going to post once a week, post on the same day. Like, they want to hear from you. And if you're posting like one YouTube video a week on the same day every week, then like at least they know, they're like, oh, he's going to post a new video this week, or she, or whoever.
Right. It just like, I think it demonstrates to you as a viewer that this person is worth the like subscription, or worth like watching,
because, yeah, for sure,
you're going to get something out of it. You know, it's, yeah, not going to be like you're going to post one short from MGM Marketabilities and then the next short is like 3 months from now.
Yeah,
like, what's, right, the point in following it?
Yeah.
And like, you just have to be consistent, because again, it also just, I think there's it says something about your quality too.
Right.
And it shows something about your work ethic. Like, I feel like if you're consistent, that is a high mark of quality.
Yeah.
Some form of quality. You could be consistent and have bad quality, but
yeah, but dude, even like somebody who's consistent with bad quality will always outdo the person who's inconsistent with good quality. Yes. I actually wholeheartedly believe that, which is really unfortunate.
Yeah.
But if you're inconsistent and you're the best editor in the world, a lot of people don't care.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
unless you are a really good editor, I feel, yeah, like,
unless you're like world renowned or something like that. Right. But like, even then,
right,
like, it's still tough.
Well, I just think like just YouTube in general, there's a YouTube video, they do animations, they're like an hour long, it's,
yeah,
really detailed, it's really entertaining, but it takes like 6 months for like anything to happen.
Yeah,
but they consistently, like, whenever those videos come out, they get millions of views.
Well,
so like
they built an audience though based off of that.
Yes,
that's the difference.
Yes,
is like you need to build an audience based off of like what you are doing and what you are talking and posting about.
You're right.
And then you're good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people will consume it.
Yeah.
Cool. I think that's it, man. I think we nailed it.
I,
besides the two awkward pauses that we had, which I'm leaving in there, by the way.
No, please.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. No, this is a podcast. We don't edit anything out.
Dang,
unless
it.
You start cussing and being
belittled.
Racist or something.
Oh yeah. Who you should vote for.
Which I don't think you, okay. No. Which I don't think you can, because you're Russian and Mexican.
Yeah.
Right?
I can't what?
You can't be racist, no.
You're right.
Because you just, you know, you're fine.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I guess
maybe,
I can't be.
Maybe what I just said was bad. Okay, anyways, we love you guys. Bye.
Yeah.